Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
For first aid to fast relief from headache, acid indigestion, and cold misery, always rely on Alka-Seltzer, made by Miles Laboratories, who bring you transcribed One Man's Family. Overheard between Maudie Pemberton and Clifford in Maudie's apartment.
Does something smell good?
Well, I'm experimenting tonight. I hope it turns out all right because Paul's coming to dinner, too.
Oh, how come?
Well, I got a letter from Teddy, and she wanted me to see Paul and give her a full report. So, as long as I was cooking dinner for you, I thought I'd ask him to come along, too.
Mm-hmm. So, that's how it is with the barbers today.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer is first choice for fast relief from headache. That's why so many thousands always drink a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer whenever they're miserable with a headache. Alka-Seltzer contains one of the world's most effective pain relievers called sodium acetyl salicylate. And another thing, Alka-Seltzer is already in solution when you take it. It's ready to go to work instantly. That's why it brings such fast relief. Try Alka-Seltzer yourself. Yes, think first of Alka-Seltzer whenever you have a headache. Drink Alka-Seltzer and see how fast you feel better. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer for the comforting relief you want. Remember, Alka-Seltzer.
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Chapter 13, Book 82. Clifford Barber is a very happy man these days. He's been promoted to the downtown office of the Elkhorn Realty Company. At long last, his life seems to have a purpose. He's got a job and a girl. The girl, Maudie Pemberton, is daily growing more important to him. Every evening now, he drops by her apartment after work to report on the day's activities and often to stay for dinner. This evening is a night for dinner, a rather special meal because Maudie has asked another guest.
Here's that man again. Hiya, Maudie.
Hi yourself. Come on in, Cliff.
Does something smell good?
Well, I'm experimenting. I hope it turns out all right. Paul's coming to dinner, too.
Oh, no kidding.
I called him at the airport and asked him this morning.
Swell. How come?
Well, I got a special delivery letter from Teddy, and she pleaded with me to see Paul personally and give her a complete account of how he was looking and feeling and, oh, you know. Sit down, make yourself comfortable. Here, give me a hat.
No, I'll just toss him over here. Yeah, that's fine. Well, so Teddy's still worrying about Paul. Over there in Tokyo, knocking herself out.
Oh, well, she's not really worried, Cliff. She just said that Paul's letters never say anything about himself, and she wanted me to get the lowdown on how things were going with him, that's all. So I thought as long as I was cooking dinner for you, I'd ask him to come along, too.
I bet he jumped at it. I've been raving to him what a wonderful cook you are. As a matter of fact, I've been doing a lot of raving about you lately. Did you know that?
Well, all I do is open up the old recipe book and follow instructions. Nothing very miraculous about that. Just have to know how to read.
Oh, it's not just your cooking I've been raving about. I've been doing a little raving about you personally, kiddo.
Kiddo. I haven't heard that expression for years.
Oh, I'm sharp. Pick up all kinds of cute sayings downtown there with the man.
Oh, I'll bet. What'd you sell today? The Russ Building?
Okay. Oh, that's Paul, I guess. Come on in.
I had an invitation to enter.
How are you, Paul? Glad to see you.
Well, thank you, Marty.
Hi, son.
Well, you look comfortable.
Here, Paul, I'll take your things.
Thank you.
Oh, you're going to live tonight. Smell that dinner?
I should say so.
You'll pardon me for not rising, I'm sure.
What have you done to this brother of mine, Marty? Certainly seems to be on top of the world.
Doesn't he, though? Sit down, Paul. I've got to run into the kitchen a second, take a look at things.
Is there anything I can do?
Yes, just sit there.
Okay.
I hope you two aren't starved, because we won't have dinner for quite a little while.
Well, we'll be very patient.
Fine. You excuse me for a second, then, while I take a peep out here.
She cute.
Hmm?
Marty. Cute as a dickens, don't you think? You know, Paul, I'm getting so I look forward to coming here every day when I get through work. I don't know. When I get in this apartment, I feel so doggone relaxed and kind of at peace with the world. Know what I mean?
Well, you certainly look relaxed and peaceful.
Yeah. The more a fellow thinks about it, the more you realize what it means to have a place where you can feel it. Oh, everything okay, honey?
Coming along fine, except for one thing. I'm going to need some olive oil when I make my salad dressing.
Want me to run down and get some?
Would you mind, Cliff? You know the little market right on the corner?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't need it right away, but if you don't go now, he may be closed.
Well, you betcha. I'll have it back here in no time. How much you want, a quart?
No, a pint. Please, it's expensive.
Madam, you are talking to a capitalist. Back in a flash.
What an amazing person Clifford is. Some days he comes in here so low and discouraged. Other times he's like this, way up on the crest. Has he always been like that, Paul?
Oh, he's subject to moods, all right. I must say, though, I've never seen him happier than he's been the past few days.
Oh, that job's been a lifesaver. It's so wonderful he's doing so well, isn't it? He's as excited as a little boy with a new football.
Yeah.
Of course, that boyish enthusiasm makes him very charming. But I can't help wondering about him sometimes.
Wondering what?
Is that good, to be so mercurial? It's grand when you're sailing up there in the clouds, but it's so easy to tumble down again. When you do, you hit so hard. Wouldn't he be better off if he struck a happy medium?
Probably.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to change him.
You have changed him, whether you realize it or not. And for the good, furthermore. It's revolutionary, what you've done.
Do you think it'll last?
Why would you ask me that?
Because I have my doubts. Because I'm a pretty realistic person when you come right down to it.
Yes, I think you are, Marnie.
You have a doubt, too, haven't you, Barcliff?
Maybe.
Are you afraid to come right out and say it? Because I might think you're disloyal to your brother?
No, I said maybe because any doubt about his future is pretty closely tied in with you. Don't you think so?
Shall I take refuge in a maybe and play safe?
I'm sorry. That was a bit presumptuous.
Oh, not at all. I like being honest. Let's do talk about Clifford and me. I need to. And I trust you, Paul. How could I help it after hearing Teddy go on about you the way she did?
Oh, what about Teddy's letter? What does she have to say?
Can I be selfish and talk about me for a minute first?
Oh, by all means, let's talk about you. And may I add, you've chosen a most interesting subject.
You baffle me, Mr. Paul Barber. I'm never quite sure if you're not just a teeny bit amused by me, even when you're apparently being serious. Do you feel sort of cynical toward women way down deep?
Well, if I am, it's so deep I'm not aware of it, Marty. Consciously, I don't feel cynical about anything except perhaps about myself.
One minute I think you're cynical, and the very next thing you say, you convince me you're the most sincere person I've ever known. Why is that?
I thought we were going to talk about Marty.
Okay. That won't be nearly as puzzling as trying to figure you out.
Well, at least it'll be more comfortable for me. So, what about you and Cliff?
Paul, I know he tells you everything, so I'm sure you know what he told me a while back, that he was afraid I was getting too serious. He was very skittish. Thought I was going to up and marry him when he wasn't on guard. Now, to be perfectly frank, I did think about it there for a while.
And now?
I think it would be the greatest mistake in the world. For both of us. The more I see of Clifford, the surer I've become. He should never get married.
Why?
Oh, now, Paul, you know why as well as I do. He couldn't stand the responsibilities and the irritations and the sacrifices that marriage always carries along with it. Wouldn't be any time until I was Mama and he was my little boy. Not that I don't love mothering him. I've been doing it for some time now. It satisfies the maternal urge in me. But that's no go in a marriage. When I marry somebody, I want a husband. Real, honest-to-gosh man. And I'll give out with a maternal side on the kids we have.
I see. Strange. Sometimes the thing we fear at first turns out to be the very thing we want eventually.
You mean he's toying with the idea of marriage now? There have been little telltale signs lately. As you say, it's strange. Of course, it might be further evidence of that boyish perverseness. When he thought I was serious, he didn't want it. And then when it's withdrawn, he does. Yeah, I know. I'm thinking the same thing, Paul. You're wondering what might happen to him if he thought he loved me enough to want to get married and I turned him down.
Marty, if you don't mind, I'd like to withdraw at this point. I'm already in this much deeper than I ever intended to be. What you and Clifford do is something that should be decided by you two alone. It isn't right for me to be in on it.
But I asked for it. You're not interfering. I want to know what you think.
My thinking might be influenced by my emotions, so what I thought or said might not be sound.
Now I'm full of conflicting emotions, too. I adore Clifford. I want to help him. I want him to succeed and be happy and everything wonderful. I'd feel like a perfect heel if I let him down now. But when I level off and think about it selfishly, I come right back to what I said a little while ago. That it would be the greatest mistake in the world for both of us. Am I wrong about Clifford's immaturity, or is it that he acts that way around me?
Well, to a certain extent, aren't we all immature? I read somewhere the other day that the only people who were really mature and with mature instincts were children.
Yeah.
They can't wait to grow up to be adult. And when we do grow up, most of us spend the rest of our lives wanting to be children again. Sounds sort of hopeless, doesn't it?
Yeah, but some people manage. You're mature, Paul. That's why you're the way you are.
Well, I think that may be open to argument, Marty, because...
Hi, olive oil, straight from Italy.
Yeah, and you must have taken a slow boat.
Oh, look who's talking.
Oh, thank you, Clifford.
Want me to put it in the kitchen?
No, I'll take it. I've got to see how our dinner's coming along. Paul and I have been sitting here gabbing ever since you've been gone. So if you gentlemen will excuse me for a few minutes?
Yeah, you go be domestic, honey.
All right. Don't you be surprised if you end up washing dishes.
Love it, love it. Oh, boy. This is a life, huh, Paul? Makes a guy feel kind of masterful, sitting back taking his ease while the little woman busies herself in the kitchen preparing his dinner.
You'll be asking for a pipe and a pair of slippers next.
Yeah. Might not be a bad idea at that. What do you think?
What do you mean? Why do I think about what?
The pipe and slippers routine?
Well, you are feeling domestic this evening.
Well, it's not only this evening. It's been going through my mind for a couple of days now.
What?
Marriage.
Oh?
Yeah, Paul. I've just about decided I'm going to marry that gal.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment.
Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. The first thing to do when you've had a busy day and you come home feeling tired out and work-weary is drink a glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer and see how fast you feel better. That's right. Always depend on Alka-Seltzer. Relax and freshen up with Alka-Seltzer. Just dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution this makes. See how quickly and effectively Alka-Seltzer can relieve the tired, tense, aching muscles and headache. How its alkalizing properties actually help speed recovery from the fatigue itself. And listen, here's something else. To help you rest better and wake up feeling better, drink another glass of Alka-Seltzer before you go to bed. Yes, Alka-Seltzer offers real relief from that tense, tired feeling that follows a hectic day of nervous tension and hard work. Won't you? Alka-Seltzer, when you come home from a work-weary day, and also before you go to bed. Remember, Alka-Seltzer...
Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer.
First.
Fast.
And always.
Here's the family again.
Well, what'd I tell you, Paul? Isn't Morty just about the greatest cook you ever saw?
No question about it. It's a unanimous verdict.
Gentlemen, the lady is bowing with modest gratitude.
Well, suppose I start washing dishes. Might as well begin getting used to it.
Don't take chances. Don't guess that you and your family get enough of the essential vitamins. Make sure they do by seeing that each member takes one-a-day brand multiple vitamins every day. You can't keep feeling your best nor looking your best unless you get enough vitamins. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins taken every day give complete protection against the lack of any or all of the vitamins known to be essential. Ask for and insist on getting the vitamins with the big one on the package, made by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Clifford Plays Santa Claus, Chapter 14, Book 82. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.